Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a glorious day if you're a fan of the LSU Tigers as they win their first national championship in over a decade, 42-25 over previously unbeaten Clemson. The reigning national champs go down. Quite the day for Coach O and for Joe Burrow. We head down to the Bayou. Our guy who is our college football correspondent. It's a busy time of the year. The great Zach Braziller of the New York Post, he checks in. Zach, what's happening, bro?
What's up, man? It's they're having fun down here, I'll tell you.
Oh, I believe it, man. Bourbon Street, an LSU national title, that's as good as it gets. And, Zach, I don't know about you, but I thought Clemson had a real good chance in this ball game. They have Dabo Swinney. They had Trevor Lawrence. But I really overlooked the fact of how dominant and how good LSU has been all year. And consider the fact that they got Clemson's best punch, took it, fell behind 10, and still won this game going away. Should tell you a thing or two about them.
Yeah, I mean, look, they came out of the SEC West, the best division in the country. You know, they beat Alabama. They hammered Oklahoma, who is, you know, isn't a great team, but they're not as bad as LSU made them look. You know, they beat Florida, they killed Georgia, and they manhandled Clemson today. You know, they spotted them 10, and then they basically went past them like they weren't there. You know, they really seemed to rattle Lawrence. He was very shaky today. He was, you know, he was missing throws. He usually hits in his sleep. You know, they made A.J. Terrell, who might be a first-round NFL draft pick, look like Tremaine Johnson. I mean, what Jamar Chase did to him was an addressing. I mean, it was such an impressive performance. I mean, you know, it's a 10-point game late in the third quarter, and I'm thinking, there's no chance they're going to win this game.
And it was quite the turnaround, not only in-game, but you think about last year for Joe Burrow and this year for Joe Burrow. Zach, in all your years of watching college football, is this one of the crazier, out-of-nowhere success stories we've ever seen from a guy who was, you know, trying to get a shot, works his way into being LSU starter, now Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, and to boot, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, you know, I was joking with people tonight. He sold his soul to the devil for a year. I mean, this, remember, I know it's Ohio State. He couldn't get off the bench for 2 years at Ohio State. He comes to LSU last year, and he was, you know, he was a picture of mediocrity. This guy had thrown 18 touchdown passes in 3 years. He comes this year, he throws 60 touchdown passes. And he made that Clemson secondary look pedestrian. That secondary is very good. He made them look bad tonight. And I really don't know what to think about it. I mean, is it the scheme? Is it the receivers? Is it Joe Brady? Or is this guy just that good? I'm so intrigued to see what this guy is going to be in the NFL because he came out of nowhere to look like the natural on a football field.
Well, Zach, you ain't kidding. And I think the system absolutely will be called into question because of how successful Joe Brady's been at calling up and dialing up plays. But, man, if you just look at Joe Burrow, there's a certain confidence and swagger about him. You see him after the game. He's like Lenny Dawson smoking a cigar, having a victory stogie after LSU has that sort of performance. From a swagger standpoint, from a leader standpoint, I don't know about you, that's a guy I'd want leading my team.
I'm not sold he's going to be some great NFL quarterback, but, you know, in the Bengals, you obviously have to take him. He's an Ohio guy who just had, you know, I've seen already people writing it, the greatest season ever by a quarterback in college football. And you have to, you know, you have to agree. Look, they beat the four teams that began the year with the preseason poll number, the top four teams, they beat all of them, and they beat them by an average of 21. You know, they smoked everybody they had to play. And let's be real, they smoked Clemson tonight. That wasn't you know, if that game had another quarter in it, they might have put up 60. You know, they really completely overwhelmed Clemson. And, you know, hats off to the whole LSU team, because that was quite a performance, especially when you consider it 17-7. You're thinking, man, it looks like Clemson has answers for them, and they made some adjustments, and Clemson was never really able to adjust back.
We got our buddy Zach Braziller of the New York Post. He's down in New Orleans after LSU wins the national championship over Clemson. And I heard Coach O, Zach, asked about where this LSU team will rank amongst the great teams in the history of college football. And listen, I think the best compliment you can give LSU this year is that with their dominance, with the way they played from start to finish, you can put them in that conversation amongst the top teams over the last 20 or 30 years. You know college football very well. You know the history of college football. This going to go down, Zach, as an all-time great team?
Yeah. I'm not sure I would go that far, but they had a terrific season. I mean, look, and even the defense. And the defense's numbers statistically weren't great. If you look at them, I think they're like 62nd against the pass. But look at what they did. They completely shut down Oklahoma when it mattered. They did the same thing to Clemson. They held Georgia to 10 points. You know, this defense really stepped to the plate late in the year when they needed to play well. So, I mean, look, you could put them in the conversation. I wouldn't say they're the best team ever, but when you see what they did and the kind of teams they played, I think it's fair to at least say you could at least put them in the debate.
Then you get to Coach O. And I got to admit, Zach, I'm partial. I think he's a character. I think he's great for the sport. But if you go back to when he got that job, there are a lot of people wondering, what in the world is LSU doing? Why is LSU giving Ed Orgeron a chance to be the head coach at that program in the SEC? And I think it's fair to say it'll go down as one of the best hires they've ever made, because there are certain guys that are just perfect fits for a situation. And I don't know about you, I can't find a better fit for LSU than Coach O on the sidelines.
And you think USC is looking back and, you know, wonder maybe we should have kept this guy, you know? Look, I was one of them. I didn't quite get the hire. He obviously didn't do a good job, you know, a good job at Ole Miss. USC didn't think he was good enough. But, you know, this guy put his ego aside with what he did with Brady. He saw, look, we're not winning with the way we play offense. We're not winning with, you know, just running the ball, and, you know, with. They clearly had to change the way they did things. And most coaches might not have the ego to go and hire someone like Joe Brady, a young guy, you know, more on the cutting edge of things when he talked about offense. And, you know, he did it. He was willing to – look, he lost a lot of – you know, everyone wants to credit Joe Brady and kind of, you know, kind of skips over the head coach. And, you know, he hasn't minded, you know, and – it's impressive for a guy who really, you know, in this day and age where these coaches have such big egos, they make all this money, and he kind of cast that aside for the betterment of the program. And it was a brilliant move. I don't think we can minimize, I don't think it's possible to overstate how big Joe Brady has been, you know. And look, you're going to see more and more top flight quarterbacks and receivers and running backs not playing this offense. And that's obviously, recruiting is obviously what it's all about.
And you think about for years, LSU not being able to score. Nah, I think they found a way with this quarterback, with this offensive coordinator. Yeah, if I'm a quarterback, if I'm a guy looking to play in the system, sign me up for playing down Baton Rouge. And speaking of a quarterback, Zach, who is a guy that will be at top draft boards next year, my opinion has not changed in any way on Trevor Lawrence. He's the goods. He's a star. Teams in the NFL will be lining up to try to get him next year at this time. But that's got to be, hands down, the worst I've ever seen Trevor Lawrence play in a game. My goodness, he was terrible.
Yeah, he wasn't good. I mean, you got to give some credit to LSU. His receivers were not getting open. You know, his receivers were, let's be fair, these guys were disappointing in the entire playoffs. Even against Ohio State, that was a game Clemson won because of how they ran the ball. And Lawrence, you know, rushing for 107 yards. You know, Ross wasn't good. Higgins wasn't good. Rodgers wasn't good. You know, their receivers were so good all year. Really, really struggled in the playoffs, and they clearly struggled today. And yeah, but we got to be fair too. He did not play well. He missed a lot of passes that he usually makes in his sleep. But let's be fair too. Guy's 25-1 as a starter. So he's won a national championship. He's gotten to another championship game. He'll be the favorite for the Heisman next year. I'd be stunned if Clemson isn't back in the playoff and isn't back in the championship game next year. They're going to be absolutely loaded again, you know. It was a down performance, no doubt. I thought Clemson would win. I thought Lawrence would be the best player on the field. And, you know, it's not the first time I've been wrong.
Well, that's the way it goes, Zach. When you're in the prediction business, you expect the worst. Now, I got to get to one of the worst rules to me in college football, and I'm becoming very passionate about it because I watch it on a week-in and week-out basis. Can we find a way to almost make targeting like a flagrant one or a flagrant two like you have in the NBA? And look, Clemson was going to lose this game either way. That targeting call on a play that to me is as bang-bang as it gets, and I get it, by letter of the law, Zach, they're going to call that targeting. Is there any way college football could find a way to change that rule?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I thought that the call in the Ohio State game against Clemson was absolutely bogus. I thought tonight the call was terrible. I also thought that offensive pass interference on Clemson that took away the touchdown was a terrible call. Also, referees were not good tonight at all. But yeah, the targeting to me is really silly. One minute. So I'm with you. I think they really need to get rid of that call.
All right, Zach, before we get you out of here, my friend, now you turn the page. Now you get ready for college basketball. Simple question. Is anybody any good? I mean, trying to figure out who's going to win this year's NCAA tournament, good luck. I'm going to be in the lab for like the next 6 to 8 weeks trying to figure that out. I mean, is this as wide open a year as you've seen in college basketball in a long, long time?
I think it's pretty clear no one's going to get it. I think what are we on, 7 or 8 different number one teams? There is no super team. I mean, you could probably take 12 to 14 teams and say, wouldn't be surprised if they're in the Final Four, you can win it all, which is, to me, is good and a bad thing. It makes maybe the first, second weekend great, but then once you get to the Final Four, you don't really have any super teams. I think it does hurt the product. But it does make, to me, the March great. It does make the first 2 weekends absolutely terrific.
Zach Braziller of the New York Post. Zach, appreciate a couple of minutes. And did you have some trouble leaving the LSU locker room with all the cigar smoke that was going on? Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. I mean, who's got it better than this guy? My goodness.
Hey, until he's a Bengal, then we'll see how much he's loving life.
Yeah, well, listen. He will always have this year at LSU. And you know what? I think a lot of people would love to trade places with Joe Burrow. Zach, appreciate it, my friend. Safe travels back. Enjoy the festivities and the party down on Bourbon Street. And we'll see you in the next couple of weeks. Start gearing up for the NCAA tournament, all right?
All right, buddy. I'll catch you later.
There you have it. Good stuff there from our good pal Zach Braziller of the New York Post. And look, I'm not saying that LSU will go down as like the best team in the history of college football. But with the year they have had, they will go down as an all-time type team. Record-setting year from Joe Burrow. All of the wins over top-flight opponents from the SEC title against Georgia, the win at Alabama, beating Auburn, beating Florida, and then Oklahoma and Clemson in this year's college football playoff. As good a year from start to finish you could possibly have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.